Good morning, and my name is Eliphaz Ankrakutin. Okay. Good morning, my name is Eliphaz Ankrakutin, and I'm excited to come your way again on this broadcast, Time with Jesus. And I want to encourage you to subscribe to our Facebook, which is Reverend Dr. Eliphaz Ankrakutin, or our podcast with the same name. And please subscribe to Will It TV to watch our videos and to be blessed. Don't just watch it alone. Share with your family members, friends, and relatives all across the globe so that the gospel will not be confined. This morning, I speak quickly on the subject, the master, the children, and the dogs. The master, the children, and the dogs. I don't want to be very insultive, but I want to confirm exactly what Jesus said. And I'm speaking from the book of Matthew chapter 8, 15, verse 26. Matthew 15, verse 26. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. Then the verse 27, he said, and he said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat from the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Wow. This is a conversation between Jesus and a woman that had her daughter under demonic influence. And this woman believed that Jesus had the ability, the power, and the strength to help his child or to redeem his child from the control of the demonic power. And when the woman went to Jesus, this was the conversation. In this conversation, Jesus talked about the bread of the children, and the woman also talked about the master's table and the dogs. Jesus said, the food that is given to children cannot and will not and shall not given to the children, would not be given to the dogs. That is what Jesus said. But just after Jesus has made that statement, the woman also said that when the master and the children had finished eating, surely, since they are not perfect eaters, some of the bread would drop under the table, and that which would drop under the table, the dogs would eat from there. In this world, don't get me wrong, there are three people. We have the master, who is God. We have the children, who are the children of God. And we have the dogs, which are the unbelievers. I have not insulted you. I just quoted from the scripture. Now, this morning, I want you to understand that in the presence of the master, which is the church, there are still dogs in the church. I said it because the Bible wrote it. There are still dogs in the church. There are people that come to church, dance to praise and worship. They pray, they fast. Some of them even are men of God. They preach the gospel. Some are keyboardists, some are drummers, some are sound engineers, ushers. But in the realms of the spirit, they are dogs because they are not born again. They are not born again. The fact that you are in the garage does not make you a car. And the fact that you are in the sea or you are swimming does not make you a fish. Coming to church does not make you a believer. Or being born by a Christian parent, that's what make you a believer. It is time you accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. The word is personal, not group, not people Savior, but personal. You need to have a personal relationship with God. What am I saying? You are getting confused. Don't worry. Let me educate you by the word of God. Don't even think about your anointing. Don't. You are going too far. Don't think about the so-called human title, the bishop, the archbishop, the apostle they call you. That will not save you. The only thing that can save you is Jesus. Wow. In the book of Acts chapter 10, verse 6, there was a man and his name was called Cornelius. Acts 10:6. When we say he lodged with one Simon a tuner, whose house is by the sea side, he shall tell you what you ought to do. When you read the verse 1, Bible says that this man called Cornelius was a man that prayed. This man pray, he can pray. The man can fast. The man also give people gifts. And let me tell you, this man had an angelic visitation. An angel of God visited this man. There are some of us, we've been born again for so many years, but have not even seen an angel before. Not just that. Some pastors, prophets, apostles have not even seen angels before. But this man who was not born again saw an angel, and the message of the angel was clear. He said, go and call Peter so that Peter will come and show you the way to salvation, the way to redemption, the way to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Meaning you can be praying and fasting, you can be experiencing miracles, signs and wonders, but after all, it doesn't make you born again. No, it doesn't. So Nicodemus in John chapter 3 asked Jesus, what must I do? He said, except a man is born of water and of the spirit. He said, except a man is born of water and of the spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Can I speak to you, beloved? Don't hide under pretense. You can pretend in the sight of everybody, but not in the sight of God. You are not deceiving man, you are deceiving yourself. Because Bible says, whatever a man soweth, you reap. You are sowing fake Christian life. One day you reap it. You keep on going to shrine, going to Maniwata. You belong to a court. There is something around your waist when you come to church, and you think you are deceiving pastor. No, you are deceiving yourself. Because Bible says, your works will follow you. Bible says, the other day a man came to Jesus and said, Master, I am a Hebrew and I give gifts. I pay my tithe. I go to the sanctuary. I've done all that. He said, yes, go and sell everything that you have and give it to the poor and come and follow me. Some of us, we can't even sell to talk about following Christ. Drop your microphone as a singer and repent yourself. Drop your keyboard as a keyboardist and repent first. Man of God, stop deceiving the church members by pretending as if you're holier than thou. But within me and you, you know you have a secret sin. The Bible says, Jesus said, the food that is given to the children are not given to the dogs. And the woman said, the dogs eat from the crumbs. The miracle you're experiencing, the blessing you're experiencing, is not the full blessing, but it's just what has fallen from the table of the children that are eating from the master's table. God bless you. Try and transform yourself to become a child, not a dog, in the master's house. God bless you. I want to give you the invitation which I always give to become part of the children I'm talking about, not to remain as a dog. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, today I know I'm a sinner and my name is not in the Lamb books of life. Write my name in that book. Make me your own. so that when you come for your second time, I will not be a missing child. Maybe you're also a child of God. You are still at the table, but you are trying to transform to be a dog, or you have already become a dog. I want to pray for you that God of heaven will collect you from wherever you have gone to and make you his own in Jesus' name. My name is still Eliphaz Ankrakutin, and you can call me on 027-0001002. And also, if you happen to have this video, share with somebody and let the person be blessed. Subscribe to our Facebook page, Reverend Dr. Eliphaz Ankrakutin, and also the same name on podcast, then Willie TV. Don't miss it. The best TV yet to come to the international level. God bless you.